Shavuotov Mivorach. We are in the first chapter of Rosh Hashanah. We are in Mishnah Vav. Now, we call yesterday our Limud Mishnah out for Shabbat. We talked about, if it was possible, the situation when it was possible to be Mechalel Shabbos, to travel to testify about seeing the new moon so the court can sanctify the Chodesh. We mentioned yesterday it's based on a pasuk, Ele Moadei Hashem, Sher Tigru Otam B'Moadam. These are the festivals, the holidays that you will declare, that the Beis Din, the high court, will declare in the proper time. So meaning there's a biblical necessity to fix these times based on the new moon for the festivals. Now Mishnah Vav teaches, Maaseh, there was an actual event, She'avru Yoter Me'arbaim Zug, more than 40 pairs of witnesses came through, were traveling to Yerushalayim on Shabbos. Ve'ikvan Rabbi Akiva Belud. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lud. The Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Akiva said the moon was clearly visible. It was probably visible in Yerushalayim. It wasn't necessary for all of these witnesses to travel on Shabbos and be Mechalel Shabbos to bring this testimony. Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva after he heard this event happened. He said, "Im me'akev ata et rabbin, if you stop the public from traveling on Shabbos to testify the new moon, nimtzeita mochshilon lati levo, you're going to cause them to stumble. It'd be a michshol, a stumbling block in the future." Meaning, if you hold them back from coming and you say, "Look, it's not necessary. You shouldn't be mechalel Shabbos. They saw it. It's okay." Then, if there is a need for people to come testify, they might say, "Well, we're going to get stopped by Rabbi Akiva and Lod anyway, or maybe it's not necessarily Mechalel Shabbos anyway. They probably saw it, even though maybe it's not so clear. They probably got that one. We don't need to come." And then the Beis Din will be unable to sanctify the new moon because they won't have the witnesses they need when they need them. The Mishnah Zion continues discussing the witnesses who came to testify to the new moon. And we have a concept in testimony that witnesses who are related to one another typically are not allowed to testify as one unit. So Av Uvno, a father and a son, Shirao et Achodesh, they saw the new moon together, Yelechu, they should go to the court to testify that they saw it. Loshim et Starfin Zemze, not because a father and a son joined together as one unit, as one pair of witnesses to be accepted by the court, Elish im Yeposel Echad Mehem, but if one of them is posel, which obviously they would be since they're related, Yitzdoref Hasheni Imacher, the other one can testify with somebody else, with a non-related man, to seeing the new moon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, Avuvno, a father and a son, the Kolakrovim, and other relatives, cousins, brothers, Kesherim La'edut Chodesh. They are kosher to testify together as one unit about seeing the new moon. He doesn't hold that it's a problem because, after all, the pasuk says to Moshe and Aharon, Hashem tells Moshe and Aharon together that the Chodesh Zeh Lechem, this is your Chodesh, about sanctifying Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, brothers and relatives could testify together, unlike other areas of testimony in Halacha. The other sages understand this pasuk to mean, like, just like Moshe and Aharon are the highest court, that the witnesses have to come to the highest court in the land, which will then proclaim the new moon. And the Mishnah continues, Amar B'Yosi, Maisei, there was an event, B'Tuvia HaRofe, with Tuvia the doctor, Sharat HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim, he saw the new moon in Yerushalayim, Hu Uvno, V'Avdu Meshuchar, he was with his son, and his Eved, who was a former Eved Kanani, who was now freed, now he's fully Jewish. V'Kiblu HaKohanim Otov et Beno, as they were going to the high court, the Sanhedrin, which is right next to the temple, like in the temple mountain complex, they met a court of Kohanim, who said that we're going to accept you and your son. In the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, they were following, Kohanim were following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the Eved, Apostle, Solo et Avdo. But they didn't want to accept testimony from the Eved because he has no yichus. He didn't have a lineage. Kohanim were always very concerned with lineage, of who can marry whom, and the like. It was very important for Kohanim to keep track of this. Koshabol Livnei Betin, when they came to the high court, the Sanhedrin itself, Kiblu Otov et Avdo. They accepted the testimony from Tuvia the doctor and his freed Eved, his freed servant, who's now fully Jewish. Solo et Beno. But they said the son could not testify together with the father. They held not like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but like the other sages. Shavuot Tov Mivorach and Zay Gezunt.